Collège, hein? C'est ouais. Pas ça!
Concordia!
Université!
Ouais!
Montréal!
Ouais!
Québec! CJLO!
For CJLO News, I'm Cameron McIntyre. Muslim Awareness Week kicked off this Thursday, and there will be a series of events combating Islamophobia across the city. Katie Brady has more.
Citizens have rights and duties. And as Canadian Muslims, we also have duties.
The 6th annual Muslim Awareness Week launched this Thursday at City Hall in Montreal. Commemorating the 6 lives lost and 19 injured, Muslim Awareness Week is a week of solidarity and exchange with a wide variety of activities. Salam Al-Musawi is one of the co-founders. He told CJLO a bit about how the commemorative events promote inclusivity and build community.
Shed some light on Muslims, their contributions, challenges, and concerns in Quebec, and also to offer a space within from these diverse and rich activities, offer some space for dialogue between Muslim Quebecers and their brothers and sisters in humanity. A dialogue with mutual respect, of course.
Al-Musawi says the volunteers behind Muslim Awareness Week are ambitious in their vision for the future of the week-long event. They hope to expand beyond major cities and have events to mark the mosque attack and promote dialogue in more rural areas. Al-Musawi notes that Islamophobia is still on the rise since the 2017 mosque attack. He says these commemorations can bring a sense of belonging and security to many in the Muslim community.
The governments, the different levels of governments on top of the ordinary citizens getting involved in such initiatives, they feel they belong to these areas. They feel a little bit out of the exclusivity that's being portrayed.
You can view the complete calendar of events ahead of the vigils at McGill and Park Metro on the 29th on the web at ssm-maw.com. For the full interview with Salam Al-Musawi, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify or head to frequencynews.ca and search for Muslim Awareness Week. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady. Our weekly news.
For CJLO, 1690 AM, I am Maxwell. It is January 29th, and the show is REVC. Got a fun episode planned for today, but it's also a pretty normal episode. Gonna open up with some Basil Kirchen, and then I've been listening so much to some Village People. I love that Village People EP, Macho Man, and there's an amazing cover of Just a Gigolo on it. I'm going to be playing that. We're going to be going back to 2020, I think it was 2020 or 2021, with some Black Country New Road, some Squid, and then it's a classic episode. You know, I've got some Magnetic Fields on lock. I've got some Of Montreal, some Jail, some Apples in Stereo, some Silver Jews. We're going to be going. It is a normal, beautiful Monday. A little colder. Congratulations on DJ Groovy Lou for the first show right before this. It's always great to have new people in here at the CJLO offices. Just a year ago, I was a fresh-faced little boy. But now I am a grown bar mitzvahed 21-year-old. Well, anyway, let's get into the Basil Kirchen. Enjoy it, everyone.
I'm just a gigolo,
gigolo.
And everywhere I go,
gigolo.
People
gigolo.
Know the part
gigolo.
I'm playing.
Gigolo. Gigolo. Gigolo.
Paid for every dance,
gigolo.
Selling each romance.
Gigolo.
Oh,
gigolo.
What they're saying.
Gigolo. Gigolo. Gigolo.
And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. What will they say about me?
When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo.
Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo,
gigolo.
And everywhere I go,
gigolo.
People
gigolo.
Know the part
gigolo.
I'm playing.
Gigolo. Gigolo. Gigolo.
Paid for every dance,
gigolo.
Selling each romance.
Gigolo.
Oh,
gigolo.
What they're saying.
Gigolo. Gigolo. Gigolo.
And there will come a day, and youth will pass away. Well, 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 well. What will they say about me?
When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo.
Life goes on without me, 'cause
what a delight of a song. That was just the Village People cover of Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody. Of course, the classic originally by Louis Prima, but you probably know better the version by David Lee Roth. But I think that version is just the perfection point. And then before that, Assignment K track one by Basil Kirchen. We're going to keep this kind of disco-y train going up next with some depressing Black Country New Road. But first, some ads.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Are you interested in international vintage music? Have you been watching too much Wong Kar Wai? Well then tune in on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock for Hellespont, a show dedicated to old tunes from around the world. We've got Korean psych rock, we've got Iranian ballads, we've got Japanese post-punk. We've got everything. Explore the beauty of voices you might not understand.
everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Everybody's coming up. I guess I'm a little bit late to the party. Now everybody's coming up. I guess I should have had something else to say. And now everybody's coming up. What we built must fall. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on that magical, crunchy AM tuner, or you're turned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard Two Characters in Search of a Country Song by the Magnetic Fields off their third album, The Charm of the Highway Strip. Before that, Too Many People off of Paul McCartney's folk classic, his folk opus, Ram. And before that, Opus off of the freshman album from Black Country New Road for the first time. We're going to keep the show rolling with some Of Montreal off of their earlier album, Satanic Panic in the Attic, Eroses, and Tropic Tundra.
All right. mountain is a urinal. My life is eternal, and its shells painted beautiful with analogous colors. If space is an illusion, that explains why it's so confusing. When I see you moving away from me, it looks and feels like you're getting smaller. In West Texas for 65 of my friends, and if you ask me, I would gladly, I would do it all again. Then we went hiking in the mountains of Big Bend. After I make breakfast in West Texas for 65 of my in color theory. If it completes the spectrum, it's known as complementary, and your cheeks are high in chroma, so they're having the same effect on me. The abstraction of an apple is a circle, plain and simple, and I'm attracted to abstract views, and you're the circle of my life. In West Texas for 65 of my friends, and if you ask me, I would gladly, I would do it all again. Then we went hiking in the mountains, whoa, the mountains of Big Bend. After I made breakfast in West Texas for 65 of my
Hello, CJLO, 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. It is 1243, and you just heard Fountain by Shock and Jimmy off of his 2019 Transistor Sister 2. Before that, it was High Tide by the Apples in Stereo off of probably my favorite of theirs, Fun Chick Noisemaker. Before that, the Halifax Jail with Tumble off of their 90s classic, so Wound. And then before that, like I said, some of Montreal, Arrows and Tropic Tundra. Now it's time for some ads, but after that, we're going to keep rolling into the final leg of our show with some new Pornographers and some Silver Jews, some classics of the show. Stay tuned.
Hello.
From February 8th to 10th, Tavern Tour is back. This edition of the festival will feature more than 80 artists from Montreal and abroad taking over bars on Avenue de Montréal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. You can catch John Spencer, Sons, Marie Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pi Pi, High Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20 Some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population Du, Jonathan Gatt, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity, and many more. Consult the full programming and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca. A presentation of the Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
We're lit by a torch as we kneel in the court of the king. As we sift through the bones of an idol, we dig for the bones of an idol when the will is gone.
cause something keeps turning us on.
Troubles, no troubles on the line. And I can't stand to see you. I can't stand to see you when you're crying at home. Scotch and penicillin, please try Carlton. A cold black maple hanger and husband's on the run. I just got back from a dream attack that took me by surprise. And in there I met a lady, her name was Shady Sides, and she said, something so old be so wrong. Sin and gravity drag me down to sleep, to dream of trains across the sea, trains across the sea. Hours on earth, what are they worth? I don't know. In 27 years, I've drunk 50,000 beers. and they just wash against me like the sea into a pier.
That is quite the stark transition. Oh, God. I just got lightheaded dancing so much to that thing. That was, of course, Narrator by Squid off of their 2021 album, Bright Green Field. Such a good album. And that track was, of course, the biggest one off of it. So good, so talking headsy. Before that, Trains Across the Sea by the Silver Jews. Before that, The Bones of an Idol by the New Pornographers. Guys, my time here on this Monday is drawing to a close in 20 seconds. I have been Maxwell. This has been REVC, the Refried Ectoplasm Variety Corner. And I will see you all next Monday at noon with a spicy new episode just as good as this one. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.